WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Dominion Energy will merge with a Florida company to become the largest regulated electric utility in the country. Shenandoah River water levels are near historic lows as severe drought continues. And advocates in Virginia kick off a campaign to educate voters about a reproductive health care amendment on the ballot this November. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, May 19th. Virginia's largest energy company announced Monday it's getting swallowed up by a bigger company. Billy Shields with partner station VPM News reports.
Dominion Energy has agreed to be acquired by NextEra Energy for $67 billion in an all-stock transaction. The companies tout the deal as creating the world's largest regulated electric company. Dominion is considered a key player in powering the burgeoning data center market, with booming data center growth in the Commonwealth driving skyrocketing demand for new energy generation. The combined company will trade as NextEra Energy, but both Dominion and NextEra will continue to operate under their existing names in their current markets.
Here's Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger on the merger.
Just on first blush, it certainly marks a pretty significant level of expansion. Some of the things that have been publicly reported about their commitment to ratepayer savings and potential investments, certainly in renewables.
Dominion, which started in the 1920s as the Virginia Electric and Power Company, provides electricity to Virginia and the Carolinas. NextEra, which includes Florida Power and Light, the largest electric utility in the U.S., provides power to Florida.
Billy Shields reporting. Shenandoah River water levels are near historic lows as drought conditions continue. WHSV reports that three water gauges along the river monitored by the U.S. Geological Survey, or USGS, show how stressed the river's watershed is right now and why the drought is concerning. Officials say the area needs several days of steady rain to begin to recover. The U.S. Drought Monitor for Virginia lists much of the Shenandoah Valley under severe drought and areas to the south under extreme drought. The National Weather Service forecasts around an inch of rain is likely over Thursday and Friday. This week's extreme heat has led Harrisonburg to open its public water park a week early. WHSV reports that the Ralph Sampson Park spray grounds are typically open from Memorial Day to Labor Day, but Harrisonburg Parks and Recreation decided to open them up Monday and today, Tuesday, so kids and adults can stay cool. Temperatures are again expected to reach into the low 90s today. The spray grounds will officially open daily for the season starting next Monday, Memorial Day. Reproductive health care advocates kicked off a campaign over the weekend to educate voters about a constitutional amendment on the ballot this November. Several hundred people showed up to a rally at the Virginia State Capitol building to support an amendment that protects reproductive health care, including access to IVF and abortions. Dr. Amy Nelson, a Richmond area OBGYN, said the measure prevents political interference in medical care.
This ballot measure also ensures that patients, not politicians, are in control of their reproductive health and that providers like me can do our jobs guided by medical expertise and our patients' needs.
Opponents argue the proposed amendment does not set any restrictions around abortions and eliminates a need for parental involvement in reproductive care for minors. Governor Abigail Spanberger, framed by one of the Commonwealth's newest high schools, was in Eastern Henrico on Monday for another bill signing. Radio IQ's Brad Kuttner reports the bills will impact schools in a number of ways.
All around the 13th District, all around the Commonwealth, there is more work for us to do in this regard.
That's Democratic Senator LaCherise Aird speaking at Highland Springs High School Monday afternoon. She said schools like Highland Springs, which opened a new and improved campus in the lower income side of Henrico County in 2021, should be a model for addressing school infrastructure problems across the Commonwealth. and a bill expanding an existing school infrastructure program, authored by Aird, was signed by Governor Spanberger shortly after the senator spoke.
Virginia schools succeed when teachers are supported, when the buildings are ready, when every student has access to opportunity, and when families are part of the conversation. And that is what we are signing today.
Other efforts signed Monday include a bill entering Virginia into a multi-state teacher mobility compact that allows teachers' licenses to be recognized between states, and another bill makes schools notify parents of enrollment deadlines. Governor Spanberger was also asked about some changes former Governor Glenn Youngkin made to Virginia's state testing system.
We continue to be committed to very, very high standards. I think our kids deserve nothing less, but to ensure that those high standards and strong accountability measures are actually partnered with an ability to ensure student success.
Two other bills were signed Monday as well, one adding African-American history to the state's AP course list, and a final effort that makes it easier for students to take college entry exams. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Finally today, now that the U.S. Supreme Court has ended the effort to redraw Virginia's congressional map, Democrats and Republicans are refocusing on the existing map. Radio IQ's Michael Pope has more.
Everything that's old is new again in Virginia politics, and that includes the congressional map that was drawn after the 2020 census. The most likely seat for Democrats to flip from red to blue is in Hampton Roads, where incumbent Jen Kiggins will likely face former Congresswoman Elaine Luria. J. Miles Coleman at the University of Virginia Center for Politics says that seat is a toss-up, and he says Republican Congressman Rob Whitman is also likely to face a serious challenge in Henrico prosecutor Shannon Taylor.
That's one that we rate as leans Republican. So, you know, the Republicans are a bit of a favorite right now, but that's one that the Democrats still could get. In fact, last year, Governor Spanberger narrowly carried that first district.
Wes Bellamy at Virginia State University says former Congressman Tom Perriello might even be able to unseat Republican Congressman John McGuire, which the Center for Politics rates as likely Republican.
With the victory from the redistricting vote in Virginia, there is now a reason to see philanthropists, organizers, the DCCC pour money into that race specifically because it can be flipped. And when you have a candidate who's won it and people are very familiar with Tom Perriello, I think that there is a potential to be able to ride that wave into victory for the Democrats.
Democrats and Republicans will select candidates in a statewide primary on August 4th. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.